Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Sag mal, hast du bei der Steuer auch diesen Schulflashback? Einfach irgendwas raten und dann hoffen, dass es stimmt?
Boah, nee, gar nicht. Wieso, Steuer ist so mein Safe Space?
Du meinst, damit ist alles sicher?
Ja, genau. Wieso, Steuer ist so die Steuer-App, die dich einfach versteht. Egal ob Studium, Job oder Umzug.
Stimmt, krass. Fühlt sich gar nicht wie Steuern an.
Steuern erledigt?
Safe.
Mit Wieso Steuer?
Tales from the Break Room is the newest podcast from EerieCast. This show is a lot like Unexplained Encounters, where viewers like you send us your scary stories and I narrate them. Except in Tales from the Break Room, the stories are about the scariest things that happened at work. This is just a teaser, featuring one story from the first episode, about a man a little too concerned about the flammability of human flesh. To enjoy the whole episode, search for Tales from the Break Room on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to follow it too. You can also go to EerieCast.com. And if you don't mind, please be sure to leave a rating and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to help the show take off. The more we get, the better we'll do. Thank you. I hope you like it.
Hi, welcome to Dead and Roasted. What can I get you?
Customers are beginning to pile in, but it's my coffee break, so not my problem just yet. Hey there. You know, the worst part about work isn't how boring it can be, or how difficult it might get. No, if you ask me, it's the customers. Sure, most of them are polite or quiet, but once in a blue moon you get that customer who doesn't seem quite right, and when you approach to greet them with a warm smile, the only warmth you feel in return is your own blood flowing from your throat. You didn't see the man's knife. You didn't know just how unhinged he was. You were simply working through another hour to make sure your family can keep a roof over their heads. That's the real horror, if you ask me. Oh, who am I? Just the closing shift manager of a cozy little coffee shop on the outskirts of town, called Dead and Roasted. Working here for so long, I've got loads of stories to share with you. Stories from workers of every variety, experiencing allegedly real horror on and around the job. I hope you're ready to be scared. Because when you clock in, you may never clock out. These are Tales from the Break Room. Mr. Kindling Man, from Chrissy. There's no climax to this story, no being followed or anything like that. But this was a conversation I will not forget, and I still share it from time to time as one of my creepiest work stories. It was the fall of 2019. I started a job in a local crafts store that was right around the corner of my college campus. I was in the wood craft section with my section partner, Michelle. Note that our store was rather large, and we had to use a large movable stairway that was only 5 to 6 steps tall. From it, I could see all the way to the front of the store where the registers were, but people couldn't see me very well, not unless I made a big enough effort to be seen. I was moving products from the very top to the bottom, handing them to Michelle. At some point, she gets paged up front for a price check, and I'm left alone. Not 2 minutes go by, I'm at the very top of the staircase and I have my foot kind of dangling off, because I was reaching for a wood crate. Suddenly, this old man comes up. He appears to be in his 60s. He's got a dark coat, shaggy gray hair, and smelled of old eggs, if I'm going to be honest. Right away, without a word, he just grabs a hold of my ankle, and hard. I kinda winced and jumped because he had scared me. I looked at him, asking him what was up and if I could help him. He looked at me dead in the eye and said,
You know, most of these wood items would make great kindling, and so would your ankle.
I was shocked. Like, why would you possibly say that, of all things? Not only that, but I was stuck on this staircase with no exit. If I tried to run, he might hurt me. But he also had a very firm grip of my ankle with his dirty, oil-covered hands. I quickly snapped back and whipped my foot back over his wrist. He let go, chuckling. At that moment, I proceeded to wave and call out for Michelle, trying to be as calm as possible. I said a customer had a question that I couldn't answer. By the time she got over there, the man was gone, and I didn't see him in the store. I told Michelle what happened. She told me to go take a break so I could calm down, which I happily did, and I finished out my shift with no further issues. Whatever that dude's problem was, I hope he isn't using fire to deal with it.
Thanks for checking out this teaser of Tales from the Break Room. Please follow and rate Tales from the Break Room on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and your favorite podcasting apps. If you want to hear your scariest work experience narrated on Tales from the Break Room, send it to us at eeriecast.com/submit. As of April 14th, we're paying 3 cents per word for stories that are approved and make it onto Tales from the Break Room. This is only for a limited time. PayPal only. Thank you. Until next time, stay safe out there and stay creepy, because this world is a strange one.